Hi, hello, mabuhay! This is Icon of Wannabe Her speaking, and welcome to episode 3. Okay, heads up. If you're hearing my breath so closely, it's because I am recording my episode via my regular earphones. Because I bought a microphone and I am unable to make it work. Because I discovered that you actually need a sound card for that. And indeed, I bought a sound card. However, it's still not working the way it is supposed to work. I mean, yes, you can talk. Yes, you can hear the good quality of your voice. But then there's also this feedback that does not go away. And I don't know how to troubleshoot it. So yeah, back to the basics. Okay, today's topic is not going to be about self-help or self-improvement or relationships, but rather I'm gonna talk about me a year after graduation. So yeah, it's, well, for me it's interesting because I always want to share about my college life. I always want to share to people what I experienced when I was still at school studying, discovering myself, and it's something that I really enjoy talking about because I feel like those were the years where I learned a lot about myself, about the nation, about different people, and other things. So yeah, I graduated last year of June. I think it was June 17. So it's been almost more than a year already since I graduated. I took mass communication major in broadcasting. And of course, when you hear that, you would probably think you're working in a media company right now. And here's the plot twist. I don't. I am not working in a media company right now. And of course, that is something that I wish to pursue because that's what I finish, and that's something that I am somehow knowledgeable, because it is what I spent most of my college years studying. However, we all know that sometimes you would actually work for something that you did not even study about, and I think it's something that we should normalize, because not because you finished this course then you should have this job. It's not basically like that, because working in a corporate world is not as easy as it sounds. It's difficult, it's different, and it's a case-to-case basis, because it also depends on your technique, your strategy, your capabilities, your edges, a lot of things to consider. So, after graduation, I only took a month of rest, and immediately I go sending my resumes to different companies because I feel like I am already bored at home for doing nothing. And there is this pressure on me that feels like I needed to be somewhere already. Because after graduation, some of your classmates or even your batchmates, your blockmates are actually working as soon as they can. And of course, you are friends in social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and you can see that they are already working. And then there's you, feeling so little because you're still stuck at home, probably reading a book, watching a movie, or eating your favorite chocolate. And somehow, it somehow made you feel guilty because it feels like, hey, he is there, she is there, and I'm still here. So, even if no one is actually telling me to go work or find a job, it's actually my own mind that decided that, hey, maybe it's time to try now. So, after a month of giving myself the kind of rest I thought I needed, which I thought was enough, I sent my resume to different companies and had interviews, and I was a fresh graduate. I was a fresh graduate pleading so hard, asking so hard for companies to accept me and let me work for them, because I feel like I don't have an edge compared to other applicants, because I'm a fresh graduate and it's gonna be my first job. But yeah, I was thinking that it's gonna be hard to compete with people who are actually veterans already in the industry and actually have experience in different kinds of fields. But I still took my shot and applied, and luckily I was hired, and in my first job I was accepted so fast. The process was so smooth, and it's something that I prayed for. I mean, I really, really prayed for it, because I have this fear that I will not get accepted because I'm a fresh graduate. I mean, you have a company, you are running a business. Of course, you want your people to be honed already with the tasks that they're about to do. I mean, of course, you want to earn money, and why would you hire someone you'd have to teach? So that was my thinking before, but then I realized that even though experience is taking a huge part when it comes to getting jobs and interviews, I also realized that how you present yourself to the client matters. Like, how confident you are when you answer your interviews, how good you are when they ask you questions about what you're actually applying for, things like that. So it really depends on how you carry yourself. So somehow it made me feel like it's possible for a fresh graduate to land in a job that she likes, not only because she needed a job, but because she wants the job that she is applying for. So yeah, long story short, I got hired and I stayed there for quite some time, but I left it because like everybody else, we have different baggages, different kinds of things that we do not speak about often, different things that affect our daily lives and our mental health. And it's something that really bothered me for the longest time. I mean, I know this is something that doesn't just bother me because I was starting to work already and earn money. I knew that this baggage I'm carrying was already existing since before, and maybe I was just in denial to the fact that there is really a baggage that I am carrying. And so I find myself tired every day, not motivated, and I often get a lot of mistakes already, to the point that I feel like I don't want my job to get affected because of my mental state. So I took some time off and allow my mind to actually have a rest. And this is where I realized how correct or how right my thesis advisor back then was. When I was still in college, he told us, his students, that it is very important for fresh graduates to actually take some time off before entering the industry or whatever path we would like to take. He told us that it's very important for fresh graduates to have some rest, have some vacation, and have some little time for themselves to actually take a rest from all the stress. I mean, after all the years of studying, you've been studying since you were 3. And this is the only time that you would actually stop. And not stop because in a few months you will be studying again, but because it's final already. Unless you want to take masters or whatever. But yeah, that's my point. And I did not realize how important that was until I feel like I am tired. I feel like I am so tired. I mean, I was working, yet it feels like the kind of tiredness that I encountered when I was still studying is still present. It feels like a wound that is still not healing for the longest time. And so that's when I realized that it is very important that you give that to yourself, especially for those people who are graduating. I mean, I don't know if someone is actually graduating right now at time soon because of the pandemic and all things like that, of all the blockers along the way for the students and for the graduating students, I really don't know. But in any case, that you will be graduating soon, or you're hearing this podcast and you're about to graduate, this is my advice to you. Take some time off, get rest, and by rest I mean have a vacation, meditate, maybe list down the things that you want to do before you actually get to the real game. Because when you start working and you started earning money, it's never gonna stop. It's something that you would actually look for and long for when you stop. And it's something that somehow it would make you feel like you are forced to do because you started it already. So that is my take about getting rest after graduation. It's very important, guys. 1 month is not enough. I mean, I only had a month after graduation, and it's not because my parents told me that you only have a month to rest, but it's because I was pressured myself. And during those months, I did not have any vacation. I was just at home, sleeping, watching Netflix, reading. That was the actual rest for me already. And I realized that it's not enough. It wouldn't suffice for all the stress you had when you were still studying. But of course, I am fully aware that it is a case-to-case basis. Because if you're the breadwinner of the family and you just graduated, you would immediately feel the responsibility to help and work because you want to help your family financially. So, no matter how tired you are or stressed you are still from the schools and everything that happened before graduation, you wouldn't have the time to rest. You wouldn't give that to yourself. Why? Because there is an urgent need for you to help your family already. And it's a case-to-case basis, guys. As for me, I'm lucky enough that I was not forced by my parents to help immediately. But I am an only child. My parents are growing old. And even if I want to rest for myself for months and basically lie down all day, go traveling, or whatever, make whatever that makes me happy, it's something that I feel like I can't do because I want to help my family. And it's something that they do not force me to do, but it's something that I want. So it really depends. So if you are in a situation where you can actually enjoy the rest after graduation, take it, enjoy it, savor it, because working is not fun. I mean, yes, you would earn money. The money you're earning would definitely help you in your finances, would actually help you reach your dreams, your goals, would actually help you buy the things that you were not able to buy before, would actually feed your stomach, and a lot of things. Money could do a lot of things. But then, I'm telling you, it's not fun. It's not so fun. As for me, this is just my opinion. This is my take. This is my two cents. I enjoyed my student life so much. It's totally different out there. It's tiring. It's enjoying at some point. It's overwhelming at some point. It makes you grow. And there is a lot of things that you will discover along the way. But then, it is important that you prepare yourself in that game. It's not as easy as it looks in movies. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's something that takes hard work, determination, and a lot of self-confidence, and a lot of a lot of strength as an individual, not only physically, but intellectually and mental health wise. So yeah, a year after graduation, I realized a lot of things. Number one, adulting is not fun. Especially if you're that type of person who's very attached to your parents, you would really realize how much they exerted for you to have the life you're enjoying right now. I mean, it's very, very hard to send a kid to school and pay for his necessities and pay for a lot of other things in between. House, rent, electricity, water, food, and other things. It's so hard. Number two, adulting made me realize that student life is actually the best. It's the best life ever. All you have to do is ask your parents for a baon, go to school, study, have fun after. You may drink after, you may go to the club after class. It's so different when you're already working, because when you start earning money, that's when you realize its value and how easy you can make a 10,000 into zero in a day. That fast. What more do I realize? A year after graduation, I realized that you and your friends, maybe before, you used to see each other a lot because that's the only thing you can do, or that's the only responsibility you have, to enjoy, savor teenage years. But then, a year later, I realized that your circle, each person in the circle is running after a dream, and it's not their responsibility to be with you all the freaking time or every time you're breaking down. That's not their job. What they need to do is actually go after their dream. And as someone goes after their dream, it also means you will not be able to see them often. You will not be able to enjoy their company often, because they have their own lives. Another thing that I realized after graduation, you can be good at other things that you thought you were not good. Or if not good, maybe you would realize that learning does not stop. I mean, I hate mathematics since I was in second year. I got an 84 in algebra and it sucks. No, I think it was 83. It's so low, I know. And from that day forward, I hated math. But my first job was related to sales, money, and income, stuff like that. And I never encountered those things in college. It's all new to me, but it's something that I pretty much learn in the long run. Because, like I said, learning does not stop. I mean, not because you started this course, you will be grounded to all the things related to this course. You can be a lot of things or a lot of person after the school that you were into. Basically, life after graduation, it just makes me homesick. It makes me miss my college years. I mean, meeting friends-wise, it was not the best year, definitely. But I figured that it was the best year for me to realize all the kinds of harsh truths in the world. Such as, there will be people who would not like you. There would be people who would turn back their backs on you. Well, they're dead at sea. There will be people who would hate to be with you, or would be even disgusted by your presence. There will be people who will belittle you. There will be people who would not believe in your capabilities. And a lot of the friends that you thought were actually your friends were not your friends. It's possible. Believe me, it's possible. And yeah, I miss those years when I was in that stage where I was just crawling to realize who am I? What do I want to do? Where am I good at? I definitely miss those years where I get to learn a lot from older people who are more experienced in different kinds of things. I have professors. And also you would learn from the experience that you had in school. I mean, it was in school where I realized how much I hate and how much I forbid poverty at all cost. I came from a private school when I was still in high school, and I studied in a state university in college, and it is where I encountered people who would actually kill for scholarships because they don't have money or their parents do not have money to support them. Luckily, we're just so lucky that our education became free after a year. But then it is where I realized how hard it is to send a kid to school and sustain her, especially depending on the course. What else? A year after graduation, I'm still the same person that I was. I mean, some things of me remain the same, but also a lot has changed. My beliefs and principles are still the same, but maybe I'm starting to get my equilibrium in life. I'm starting to understand how unfair things could get and how you could do nothing about it but just to accept and face it. I'm learning that from this day, from the day you started working, it's gonna be forever. It's gonna be forever until you're financially stable to stop working. And I also learned that it's nice to help people and to buy things that you were not able to buy before. There's a lot of realizations, actually, and pretty much this is me after a year of graduating from MASCO. Still the same kid who has a lot of things to learn. Still the same person who believes in her stance and her principles. Still the same girl who's somehow mean and other times irritating. It's still the same, but I can definitely say that there is growth. There is growth, and it may not be huge growth, but I can say that somehow it made me develop into someone that is braver in life and tougher in life, and someone who does not sugarcoat and romanticize things already, which I used to do a lot back then. So yeah, basically that's just my advice for people, especially those who used to study a lot. If you're that someone, if you're that student who always excel in school, who always try to be an honor student, you would realize how tiring it is to be that person. And somehow you would just wish that you are this student who does not care, even if she has failing grades, who just enjoys life, just drinks after classes, someone who skip classes. You would actually wish for those things because you're so tired already for being this person. And I can really, really say that it is our sole duty to give that to ourselves, the kind of rest before we actually entered the arena of business, employment, money, and all stuff like that. Okay, so yeah, I hope that you learned something from this episode. Or if not learned, I hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode. I hope you're all safe and sane as well. And that you would not lose hope to your dream. Or even you would not lose the faith in yourself. There will be days, really, that you would question where do you want to be. And you would be so confused and you would not know what to do. But I hope that you would never give up on yourself. And how that self never stops to discover what is meant for her. Okay? Have a great day ahead, people.